Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on this Football Friday, final hour of the show. So good to be with you, whether you're listening on the radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, or live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. I think before 6, because we're not on YouTube after 6, right? It's just until 6 o'clock.
Yes.
They're not going to get to see Broads and the jacket that Broads is wearing today.
Straight 1980s.
Yeah. Yeah. Late 80s, early 90s, yeah. Right in there. It got the...
It's like Andre Agassi.
Yeah.
Right? That's an Andre Agassi jacket.
It looks very Agassi.
By the way, that Blood In, Blood Out was actually filmed in 93.
Oh.
It was set in 79, 80.
Well, we knew something would be wrong.
Yeah. Because you didn't approach it with your usual confidence.
Yeah.
Well, because I wasn't completely sure.
And, and when you, because usually you jump out there very quickly. Wrong.
Well, and of course, Twitter corrected me.
Very quickly. And people calling.
Do you remember there was a prison movie with a soccer prison movie with Stallone called Victory or V? Or
no, you talking about Lock Up?
No.
That was a prison movie with Stallone.
No, I think there was another one where there was a soccer prison.
A soccer prison movie.
unless I made it up in my head, but it would be a weird thing to make up in my head. I will look it up later. But
you remember Locked Up?
That one I remember.
Remember that one?
That one I remember.
They played football in that movie. In prison.
Maybe that's where I'm thinking. No, there was another movie. I'm gonna look at it.
Is that the arm wrestling one?
No, that's
over the top.
That's over the top. And that is a great flick.
Oh, yes, very underrated.
Yes, great.
Why?
Oh, no.
He turns his hat backwards and he wins arm wrestling.
Yep. Man. Oh, that was a good flick.
They do the thing with the thumb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good flick.
Yeah. Have you seen Over the Top?
No.
Oh, come on. That's a good one.
That's a classic 80s movie.
Yep.
Over the top.
A good bad movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But not embarrassingly bad.
No.
Yeah, yeah. The Top 5-5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So as always, there's a lot of funny stuff happening in the world.
In the world.
And here.
Yes.
Mostly here.
Yeah.
That I find funny. So after you, the five funniest things that has happened in the last day. Starting at number five. So one of my favorite things about sports radio is when we get a good meltdown. Like, I love watching someone crash out.
Oh, yeah.
About their teams.
Yes.
And boy, are the Browns fans and Browns radio hosts not handling Joe Flacco playing well last night very well.
And this is our station?
It's out in Cleveland.
Not our station.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was still funny.
Okay.
How could you do that, Andrew? How could you do it? Why on earth did you feel the need to trade this guy to a division opponent for a fifth-round draft pick? Fireable offense. That is a fireable offense. I want to know how much longer the owner's going to watch this crap. Because the fans have had it. We deserve better. You're just worried more about your stadium than you are your football team. That's the perception, Jimmy. And you allow these people to do this. You have the worst offense in the league. Your GM screwed this quarterback thing up like I've never seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it. Kids that play Madden could have done a better job. Truly. That's not hyperbole. It's a joke. It's a joke. This franchise has become a joke. And I'm sick of it.
Become a joke. I mean,
were there your sound effects or theirs?
That was theirs. Yeah.
Who were the
sound
hosts?
Sound effects, not sound
Do you
sound
remember
effects.
Who the hosts were?
I don't.
Do you know what the station was?
Something 1,000, ESPN 1,000.
Oh, okay. All right, so definitely not our station.
You know, they did not handle that situation.
No. Also, like, this franchise is a joke. Yeah. I mean, it's not just recently a joke.
It's been a long time. Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, it is weird because it doesn't seem like the Browns are. Well, I guess
Tony Rizzo is his name.
Okay. They wanted to rebuild around. I mean, can you really be that? I guess you could be that mad. If they think Dylan Gabriel's good and they want to rebuild around Dylan Gabriel, you'd be mad about trading Joe Flacco?
I think that's more of. The Bengals aren't as bad as they are.
Right.
See, they aren't seeing this the way they should be seeing this. What Andrew Berry did is said, I'm going to try to clear the deck so we can get the highest draft pick that we can get.
Right.
We win 3 or 4 games. Hopefully we get the number one overall pick. As a matter of fact, they got Jacksonville's pick. So they got 2 first-round picks. Because remember, Jacksonville traded up to get Travis Hunter
back. Yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know who the top quarterback is going to be next year, but the Browns, I think, are trying to put themselves in position to get that guy. Because I don't think they believe in Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders.
Well, and if there's any they drafted Gabriel. If there's any chance they believe in him, you might as well throw him out there and see if
anything happens. Yeah, you might as well blame your third-round draft pick.
Yeah, it just has to hurt, I guess, to trade Flacco, and then you see Flacco throwing for 350 yards.
By the way... In Cleveland, he's not throwing to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Yes. A little bit easier.
Yeah, it looks different. Yeah, it looks different with the guys he's throwing to in Cleveland.
I do love sports radio meltdowns, so I agree with you.
That's a good one.
Yeah, a good old crash out.
And that's a legitimate reason to crash out if you're on radio. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Although every year you crash out about the Browns. Here we go. The fourth funniest thing that's happened in the last day, and this was truly a sight to behold. So we're out in the hub. And Hugh comes out, and you know, Spike and Hugh went to the movies one time.
Yes.
And you know, Spike throws out, "Should we go see Tron?" Right? And you guys are
Hugh actually suggested.
Hugh started the Tron talk. Yeah. You didn't like Tron, whatever Tron is. I have no idea.
Yeah.
The funniest part
robot
was
robot movie.
What's that?
A robot movie?
No. So Tron, just real quick, Tron was a movie in the 80s that it basically is about a guy who invents this video game and ends up in the video
That's
game.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yes. So there is it's a trilogy, and this is the third movie of the Tron trilogy.
But what made it funny is that Spike eventually got to, I want to go see the new Julia Roberts movie.
I do.
And I wish he could have seen Hugh's face, because he put on like a nice, like... Yeah, maybe. But I can tell deep down. I'm not going to go see a Julia Roberts movie with Spike.
Yeah. No, it's not a chick flick, the movie.
And okay. When was the last time she was in a movie?
Well, I don't know. She's
Julia
in
Roberts.
She was in Ocean's 11, right? Ocean 11, 12.
Yeah, but that was like 20 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Was she in Eat, Pray, Love?
She may have been in one since. I'm trying to think of like the last big movie she's
Was she in Eat, Pray, Love?
I don't know.
I've never even heard of it.
Nah, the thing is big.
Notting Hill, goat level, Pretty Woman.
Aaron Brockovich was awesome.
Aaron Brockovich, awesome. Pretty Woman, awesome.
Yeah.
And look, I didn't say Hugh. I mean, Hugh, let's... I know
Hugh... Guy's an Eagles Hall of Famer. Defensive end, a monster. And you're like, hey, want to go see Julia Roberts?
No, I told him I was considering... Because my wife's away this weekend, so I'm going to go to the movies by myself. Like, you know, like a boss.
Thing.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well.
Well, look, not at the movies.
Give me your squirrel costume?
You never know. But... I was deciding between the new Julie Roberts movie and Tron, and I said to myself, I don't really care about Tron. You and I do share some movie similarities in that we both like horror movies. We both like space movies.
Okay.
I just decided I didn't want to see Tron. You know, I just don't care enough about it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So the third funniest thing that has happened in the last day, our sister station out in Pittsburgh, 97.3, Andrew Filippone, the afternoon show host out there. Before the game yesterday, he tweets out, there's no way the Steelers lose tonight. In fact, I'll get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bungles. It ain't happening. Of course.
Yeah, that always works.
Yep, yep. That is a it. You know, I would say it was a radio bit if he could set up the Steelers losing, but he can't. So this is just, you can't put yourself in that situation. Somebody who worked here understood that. You know, he had to pay the price.
And in radio, you have to just do it.
Yep.
There's no turning back.
So he addressed it today, right?
All right, let's set the record straight. The entire sports world is talking about, of all things, my nipples. So here's the deal. I am a man of my word. I am going to get my nipples pierced. When it happens, how it happens, how you can watch it, how you can be a part of it, all that stuff is going to be discussed at 2:00 on the show today. But believe me on this, I'm not getting off scot-free. I'm not buying my way out of this. I'm not welching on a guarantee or bet. Mike Tomlin did this to me.
That's my favorite.
And I'm never going to forget it.
Yeah, you got to blame somebody.
And I'm going to have a permanent marking on my body to remind me at all times not to trust his defense and his team in certain situations. But it's going to happen. And you're going to learn more and find out more about it at 2:00 today.
So Mike Tomlin did this to me. It should be the T-shirt. There should be a T-shirt.
It says Mike Tomlin
from the fan.
Oh yeah, I like that.
This says Mike Tomlin did this to me and has two pierced nipples on the T-shirt. Now
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Now I, good radio station over there. One of our stations. I texted the program director Craig and I said, "You got to love this, right?" And he said, I didn't think it would blow up to here, but yes, you got to make
huge.
It. Yeah, it's huge. Now, credit to Pony, because I've had piercings, not those, you know, my eyebrows, my ears, whatever.
It's good luck.
The stop, brother. It was the look at the time. You and your toupee over there. So, but nipples is terrifying, especially with no numbing, like no ice cube to numb it. Both of them?
I don't know what he's going to do.
He's going to do it.
Sounds horrible.
He's going to do it. I will watch it. I'll watch it. We should stream it.
put it on our show. On our YouTube?
Yeah. I almost want to go up there and be there. I can't believe he's going to do this.
Yeah.
I think it's worse than the Mark's tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Definitely worse. Getting your nipples pierced.
But you can get it out, though.
Yeah, but who cares? Tattoo on his back. He's married. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The nipples, just the pain.
The pain.
Nah. It hurts just thinking about it.
I know.
Well, credit to Filippone for doing it, though.
It's a good radio bit.
Yeah.
Good radio bit. The second funniest thing that has happened in the last day, and I love this, it's a tradition unlike any other, is where Ike, on his birthday, he puts up with it, right? Where he's like, I get it. It's my birthday. It's the next day. Like, when people are still wishing him a happy birthday is when you start getting like, all right.
Enough already.
We get it. I know. It was my birthday yesterday. I'm like, everyone say hi.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's over with now. Yeah, we've moved on.
The next day, happy birthday is usually where the line is drawn of, okay.
That's true.
Uncle.
I'm even still getting text messages. I'm like, it was yesterday, but thank you.
Well, if you missed wishing Ike a happy birthday yesterday.
You got 50 minutes.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. We'll accept them today as well.
But the number one
I never get to hide from my birthday. You two, your birthday passing, and it's the next day. It's like, oh, yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
I keep it quiet.
Yeah.
I keep it quiet.
Well, yours was what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, mine was in August.
It's Jalen's birthday.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And Jalen's birthday.
Yes.
Same day?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll know mine. It's the day before
Embiid. But we'll say it's Jalen's birthday and completely forget that it's Spike's birthday.
That's fine. That's fine. Especially next year. I want no part of next year.
Next year's big year.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big 5-0. Yeah.
Want no part of that.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one.
Yeah. Want no part of that.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, what should we do?
I'll have a party and not invite Jack.
Are you going to have a delegation table?
Yep. It'll be.
Yep.
Yep.
Be me, Nafis.
Yep. You, Nafis. Smoke, Aranda, Hugh. However many seats I have at that is how many you go there.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Ben Hill.
Yep, Ben Hill.
He's playing Lizzo.
Yep.
But the number one funniest thing that's happened in the last day is, like, you know when you first get your driver's license? And you see your boys out and while driving.
Yeah.
You got to be stupid and try to cut them off or like do something dumb.
I had no idea this was you today.
So we're driving.
Dude, I was so pissed off in the car too. I believe there's three really horrible stretches on 76. And one of them is east of the 2400 Market, the east of the 30th Street exit, those 2 miles with those merges as you're coming up to the radio station exit. Yeah. Those 2 miles, there's two awful merges. It's always backed
it's
up.
It's always backed up.
I'm always in a bad mood. So go ahead, Jack.
So I'm driving on the left side, coming up on the... So I've made this mistake before where I've seen your car and with a jersey, and I think it's you, and I do something bad to someone who ends up not being you.
Okay.
So I finally saw you today.
Yeah.
And I made a quick turn in front of you.
He cut me off.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was him. So I was furious.
Yeah, you started giving your finger and everything.
Oh, dude. Well,
did you do the fat?
What's that?
Did you do your fat signal?
No, yeah. I didn't see who it was. But I was thinking to myself, I'm going to catch up to this guy. And then he exited at the same...
Well, what happened immediately after...
Yeah, did you make a left after
I got in your lane, and then a tractor trailer carrying a truck almost
cut him off.
Crushed me.
Yep.
So it almost completely backfired off of just trying to do one little joke.
I was so happy when he got cut off. I was like, that ass. I hate getting cut off.
So when did you realize it was him?
Not till he told me. I had no idea it was him.
Okay. I came in here, I was like, you like that I just cut you off?
Yep.
Dude, that was you?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Was not awesome. Wanted to knock him out.
Well, I mean, I guess the thought of it was awesome.
Ha ha ha. Here, I'll cut my friend off on the highway.
Yeah.
I'll make it a big joke. All right. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right. I got the confirmation per Scotty Rego, former longtime equipment manager of the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Scott is a realtor now. Sent me a note saying 1981 victory starring Sylvester Stallone, Michael Caine, and Pele is in the movie.
Wow.
It is a soccer movie. Here is the summation. I didn't remember that this was this exactly was what happened during it. This is the fact that this is the premise of a movie is hilarious. The head of a German POW camp, soccer enthusiast Karl von Steiner, organizes a match between Nazi players and their allied captives. Orchestrated as a way to push the Third Reich agenda, the high-profile game is set to feature an international team led by John Colby, played by Michael Caine, a veteran British player, while the team, who also includes Luis Fernandez, Pelé of Trinidad, trains for the match, Sylvester Stallone plans a dangerous mass escape from the camp. So it was actually a Nazi movie. So it was against Nazi players and their prisoners of war captives in this prison. And it was a soccer movie starring Sylvester Stallone. Came out in 1981.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, in 81.
81.
Man, I don't remember that one.
I guess I just remember it being on HBO a bunch.
Right.
Max von Sydow is in the movie as well. Wow. What a movie. All right. 215-592-9494. Tom and Winfield, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, about the Phillies, if I may.
Yes.
I think it's time to trade Harper, and this is why.
Oh.
His reputation is better than his bat right now. And if you're going to get anything for him, I think they need to do it now. And I think they're going to need room to re-sign Schwarber because you're going to need some power. And maybe they should go after Pete Alonso to play first base.
Well, so Pete Alonso is like a year and a half younger than Bryce. And you're right. Probably going to have to sign him for 6 or 7 years, which is the amount of time left on Bryce's contract. And Bryce also, and you're also going to pay more for Pete Alonso than you're going to pay for Bryce. And also, right. Pete Alonso is a worse first baseman than Bryce. So I wouldn't, I know a lot of people would have meltdown if they traded Bryce. If it was the right deal, I wouldn't meltdown, whatever it takes to make the team better.
Did you say a lot of people wouldn't meltdown?
Well, a lot of people would meltdown. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would not. If they made a bad trade, I would meltdown. Right. But, like, you know, it's baseball, one player, you know. But, and also, he's got a full no trade clause, so he can only go where you want to send him.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yes, he and Trey both have. So the problems they will have with trades of big money players is both he and Trey have full no trade clauses. Aaron Nola has been in the league 10 years and 5 with the same team, so he has a no trade clause as well. So that's the issue. And I also don't know what you're getting. Like here's the biggest thing with Bryce is that if you're trading him, it has to be for a reason other than his performance on the field comparative to his salary. Because his salary at this point is fine. Yeah. He's making $27 million, something like that. Yeah. And what if you had to pay for a Bryce Harper right now, you're probably playing 35 or 37. So I'm not trading Bryce. Yeah. I'm not trading, maybe not at his age, but for his production.
Yes. Yep.
So I'm not trading Bryce Harper to keep a 33-year-old Kyle Schwarber. So
He sounds so disgusted.
Well, I mean, I'm not trading Bryce. I'm trading Bryce.
I feel you, though.
If they think it's a problem internally for one reason or another,
right.
If they think his body is breaking down and he's, if they decide it's the right thing, I'm not against it, I guess. It's just like, but if for a production versus money standpoint, I'd rather have Bryce than Pete Alonso, you know?
Well, what about the power? You think they'll be able to re-sign Schwarber?
I think they will, unless the bidding gets out of control.
I was talking with our, appreciate the call, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
I was talking with Rod earlier, man. I'm wondering if the Phillies, if they get the right read on this thing, they may whether it's Schwarber or somebody else that's out there in free agent land. I'm wondering if the market for all these free agents isn't going to be as plentiful as they believe.
Because of the
27,
right?
What's happening there? So we may benefit and get a shorter, smaller deal on maybe a 1 year deal, two years
on somebody.
Just on somebody.
Yeah, I think the biggest concern that teams would have is that if they realistically believe that there will be a salary cap, then signing a big time player to a long term deal, a big money deal, is something that you may have. You start thinking about NBA salary cap, forgetting about the luxury taxes and stuff, there are rules that make it hard for you to make trades once you're above these cap numbers. I think it could be. I think there's two things that could push down the market. One thing is what is planning for the future.
Yeah.
The other thing is if teams think that there's going to be a year, possibly an entire season where they have no revenue, maybe they want to start saving money now leading into it.
Yeah.
So I think it could depress the market.
Teams may not want to spend as much money this offseason.
Well, Jack and I were talking about Bregman, and Bregman is talking about $40 million a year, and Pete Alonso is talking about a 7-year deal. And it's possible that those are just not realistic, and that the only long-term deals that players might be able to sign this offseason are if they are not over market value, or if they are maybe a player wants the security of the long term deal, so they take a little bit less money. But I think it's the teams that you're going to have to worry about are the two teams you're always going to have to worry about are the Mets and the Dodgers. You know, the two teams that don't care about money.
Can the Dodgers add anybody else? I mean, like, do they have room to add anybody else?
Sure they can.
My
goodness.
They could sign a third baseman.
Yeah, they don't need a third baseman.
They can sign Bregman.
Yeah, they could. They get Murakami, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are the Phillies really? I read that the Phillies were a true contender there. Is that possible?
I would be shocked. I mean, they'll probably try.
Okay.
What's he going to cost?
200 million
yeah,
or
he's,
something?
Yeah, he's asking for like 40 a year, I think.
Yeah.
5 years, 40.
Yeah, years. Just, yeah. He struck out a lot in Japan.
Yeah.
So how's that going to translate here? But he does have big power potential.
Is he a legit third baseman or is it really a first baseman?
I think he's really like a DH.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we got one of those already.
Yeah, we're all good there. Yeah, yeah.
Is he younger?
Yeah, he's a 25. I think he's 25.
He played in the Japanese league for like 8 years. I guess he could be 25, but I thought he was older than that.
25? Okay.
Yeah. Jack, you looking it up?
Trying to look it up.
But you don't know how to spell his name. That's the problem.
I know how to spell his name. Well, hold on. I typed in Murakami ages at 76.
Well, different Murakami probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe he ages well. You know, as Ike and I discussed yesterday, people are looking younger and younger these days.
They really are.
Justin says I'm right.
Really?
He is 25? Okay.
Oh, well, stupid. Guy.
25.
I trust Justin.
25-year-olds cost you a lot.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, 25-year-old DH.
Yeah, that's a whole lot going on.
Is he got a little extra LBs there? 25-year-old DH? All right. Well, Jack's never going to look at it.
Yeah, he's never going to find
it. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will give our picks for the weekend, and we will finish up our football
Friday.
Yes,
he's 25.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold
There we go, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want Spike Eskin to give more Flyers game breakdowns? Yes or no? It's a little closer than you would think it would be.
Ah, okay.
55% no, 45%
yes. It is closer than I thought it would be.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, ask about my Flyers breakdowns.
Yeah.
Wow. That's disrespectful. By the way, Nick Nurse said that he hopes Embiid plays into the second half tonight.
Whoa. That would be stunning.
And dumb.
I agree with Fritz like, on this. Hold on. What are we doing?
He's alive. He's playing. Like, we proved your point. You
yeah.
I don't need into the second. But then again, if he's feeling good, I guess.
Well, he's got to. It's just gotta one more up. Game.
Yeah. It's the last preseason game.
Man, Nick Nurse.
Oh, he plays into the second half. I'm Come definitely on, locked in tonight. Oh,
this is basically a real game.
As you know far what? As I'm concerned.
Dude, Hold Nick on. Nurse also said that he's going to start VJ Edgecombe when the season starts.
Okay.
Well, because McCain. So it's going to be. They'll start three guards.
Oh, yeah, because
so,
Paul George.
Because George isn't playing. So my guess
he's still
is,
a Sixer.
Who?
Yes.
Paul George.
Yes. But I think he'll play the second or third game. I think that the starting lineup in the first game, my guess would be Maxey, Grimes, Edgecombe, Oubre, and Embiid.
Embiid.
Yeah. Okay. Because Watford hasn't played yet. He might be the power forward. So, and then I think what will likely happen is when George comes back, Edgecombe will go to the bench. And they will start Grimes and Maxey, Oubre, and Paul George.
All right, let Eskom run that second unit.
With McCain, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's a better chance of McCain starting a lot of games this year than Edgecombe. Edgecombe's going to be good. I'm glad everybody's excited about him. I'm excited about him, too. But I have this thing with perimeter players where I dumb it down, right? And I say, can they shoot? Can they dribble? Can they pass? Right now, VJ Edgecombe, can't really shoot. He's a pretty good passer. He's an okay ball handler.
Feels like in 3 years he can be really good.
I think there will be moments this year where there are wow moments. I think he'll be able to, when we're talking about one-on-one defense, he'll be good. He's a good athlete. He is not a complete player yet. So I think there's a better chance of McCain starting a bunch of games.
And his shot curves from the three-point line, which it always irks me.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
It's not a good great. Sign.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm looking to see. So
more athletic than a shooter.
Sixers are 6.5-point favorites.
Wow.
Hold on. Embiid.
Preseason?
No line on Embiid points.
That's good.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, I don't need to be betting on that.
No, right I don't now. Need to. Even we don't stoop to that level, Spike. We'll bet on anything.
I'll bet on Embiid points if the line's out there.
Gonna lose money on the London game on Sunday morning.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's a Sunday morning tradition.
Don't text me about it. All right. Speaking of which, let's do our picks. Why don't we?
Horrible.
For some of us.
Oh, yeah. So Ike went 4-0 last week.
3-1.
Spike went 3-1.
No, I didn't.
No, you went 1-3.
Wait, hold on.
Are you on the right week?
No.
I went 3-1 last week. We all lost the
Eagles
game.
We all had the Giants game.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah, my bad. All right. Yeah, easy. All right. Ike went 3-1.
Yeah. Okay.
Spike went 1-3.
Yes.
I went 0-4.
Hey, wow. That sounds better.
Okay.
That's shocking for me. I never did.
You got our total records?
Yeah. So you are 11-13. 11-13. Spike is 11-13. I'm 10-13-1.
Okay.
Ooh. Wow. We're fighting tooth and nail.
Yeah. Well, it's a long season.
Just to get
season.
To 500. I'm trying to get back to 500.
The toilet
you
bowl.
And me both. You and me both.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. I'll go first. Did I get my... I'm getting my Eagles pick last. All right. Listen, I've been riding this train. You know, Spike was talking about quarterbacks yesterday and his quarterback and kind of got me going. I'm like, I've got two of the young quarterbacks I like this year.
Oh, yeah.
I like Drake May and I like Caleb Williams.
Yep.
So I'm rolling Patriots -6.5 in the Vrabel revenge game, headed back to Tennessee.
Mm.
I think somebody said if they're about 30 in the fourth quarter, he's going for two.
Yeah. I can't believe the line's only 6.5.
Right.
You know, Titans just fired their head coach with their 1-5.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll take the Patriots -6 and make sure I got these lines correct.
It's 6.5, yep.
It is 6.5, all right. All right, my other quarterback I'm riding with, Sam Darnold, man. Sam Darnold, man, he has resurged. Seattle, sneaky team. Big win against Jacksonville last week in Jacksonville. They get the Texans on Monday night at home. Give me Seattle -3.5 over the Houston Texans out there in Seattle. And then this other game, I got a little bit of an upset here, but it may not really be an upset. I got the Colts plus 1.5 over the Chargers. Out there in Los Angeles. It's not a home field for them.
No.
Nope. Watch how many Colts fans be at that game Sunday. So I'll take the Colts plus the points against the Chargers. And then Sunday's game with the Eagles. I got to admit, this is going to be a tight one, ladies and gentlemen. I got this thing 31-30 Eagles.
Oh, what?
Into the 30s?
We're going to score 31 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
And give up 30.
No, okay. Just, sure, yeah. So Carson kind of cooks. Carson kind of cooks.
Gave up 34 to Jackson, Darton, Scatterboom.
It's a good point.
By the way, just check FanDuel. Seahawks is minus 3.
Oh, so it's down to minus 3? Yeah. That's even better. You. Yeah, that's even better. Cool. Okay.
All right. I'll go next. Niners at the Falcons. Niners minus 2 at the Falcons. Niners get Purdy back this week. They also get Kittle back this week. They're both questionable, but Purdy practiced. They don't get Pearsall yet, but Kittle is Purdy's favorite target. I think the Falcons coming off of that big win over the Bills smelling themselves a little bit, and I think the 49ers win that game minus 2. Give me that.
I think that game is in San Francisco.
Is it? Oh, yes, it is in San Francisco. Yeah. You're right. I also have the Colts. Plus 1.5 at the Chargers. The Colts are good. Until somebody convinces me otherwise, the Colts are good. And until somebody convinces me otherwise, the Chargers are frauds. And then the little team that could, that I seem to think are frisky every week, and I'm just not stopping it until they prove to me that they're not, is I'm taking the Saints plus 5 at the Bears. I think the Saints are better than their record, and I'm not buying the Bears. So give me the Saints plus 5 at the Bears. Little personal thing there, obviously, as I love Spencer Rattler. And you know, I promised yesterday I would pick against the Eagles to try to get the mojo we had last year.
We appreciate it.
Where I picked them. So I not only am I picking the Eagles to lose, I'm picking them to get obliterated. I'm trying the best I can. Vikings 27, Eagles 13.
Wow.
So hopefully I go 3-1.
That would make for a tough week.
It would.
Yeah, it would. So I'm also taking the Colts plus 1.5 against the Chargers.
You're betting against the Chargers?
They're fraudulent. Oh, okay. They're just a fraudulent
He's
team.
Off the boat.
No, I love Herbert. Yeah. Herbert's going to be the Stafford of the 2030s. That's my prediction. 2030s, he's going to trade to a great team, and he's going to be awesome. But for right now, fraudulent.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Lions against Tampa.
At home, yeah.
Minus 5.5. It's a huge line.
That's a big line.
Which is why I'm just reading the line on that one.
Yeah, but there's going to be a week where the Bucs are not magic. I don't disagree with your
pick. They don't have a Buku this week.
Yeah.
They don't, but I think Mike Evans practiced.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I think they'll have Mike Evans back.
And listen, it's gutsy, but I'm taking the Titans plus 6.5 against the Patriots. New coach. I feel like the line should be higher. Everyone's all patrioted up. The home game, they're probably fired to play Vrabel, too.
They probably are. Yeah.
I'll take a chance. And
there's a lot of points on the road for a young team that doesn't.
I'll pinch my nose and take the plus 6.5. And then I'll take the Eagles 23-17.
Okay, 23. Defense bounces back.
Yeah. Come on, Carson's not lighting up this defense.
Are we going to be able to? Are we guarding Justin Jefferson? Who's got him?
I don't know.
He was a full participant.
Okay.
And he's not even listed as having an injury.
Oh, okay. So, well, there we go. There we go.
Yeah. Landon Dickerson, also full participant. He was questionable. Jalen Carter was a limited participant. He is also questionable. And I mentioned Dickerson, Quinion, Landon, Calcaterra is out.
Those were the three main ones. Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. OG Jason in Swedesboro. You're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Spike, I would be happy to go see a Julia Roberts movie with you, but I got an appointment to go buy deodorant this weekend. So
but it's a piece of joy. Yeah.
Jack, I'm looking forward to your top 5 at 5 for your favorite furry animals.
Yeah, so we could pick members of the staff
and what their furry animal they would be.
Yeah.
Well,
what would the camera be?
Weasel.
An eel?
A weasel.
An eel?
An eel.
That's not furry.
Not even a damn furry, man.
Yeah.
And Ike, thank you for your service.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Oh, I haven't had that in a while. Yes, sir.
I was wondering if I could get some Ike juice.
Of course. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I do have to say, Ike, happy birthday as well.
And appreciate it.
How many bits? How many bits are you going to fit into one phone call?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Ike Reese is my favorite Eagle. I've never had the chance to tell him that.
Now he wants you to ask him about the favorite play.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite play?
My favorite play is, it's tough to decide, but I think it's that Tampa game where Rondé Barber was running that pick six back, and Ike ran onto the field to try to tackle.
That was my favorite moment
awesome
as well. It was a great moment. So, doesn't get enough credit.
I'm a legit Ike Reese fan, and whatever video is out there that doesn't include Ike Reese is artificial intelligence proven.
Do
we have a prize to give away today?
No. You want to give it to Jason?
OG Jason is working on it.
I'm just trying to get a belt, you know? I got to keep my pants up somehow, so I might as well try for a WIP collar belt.
Oh, I like that.
But anyway, Eagles need to win. I think... we are going to destroy Carson Wentz. Sorry, Ike. I know I just did all the bits for you. But no, I think it's going to be a tight game. But I do think we are going to keep Carson Wentz contained. And I think we're going to see a return to a successful run game.
I hope so.
That, you know what, OG Jason, honestly, I think I'd take that, obviously not over a win, but to see Saquon running the ball again, get over 100 yards, my goodness. I mean, can we please?
It would feel good.
Yes.
It would feel. Now, I thought he would take a step back. I didn't think we'd be at our seventh game of the year waiting for a 120-yard run or 100-yard game. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Jason. Brock Purdy is not going to start. This is as of 40 minutes ago. Can I change my pick? I don't like Mac Jones.
Better than Brock Purdy.
He's not better than Brock Purdy. I want a different pick.
Okay.
I want the Panthers. I think they're -1.5 at the Jets.
That's a good pick.
Panthers,
man.
Yeah.
A little frisky.
Frisky sneaking around 3-3 right now.
Yep.
And the Jets still haven't won a game, right?
No. Nope. No. 1-6.
And poor Aaron Glenn.
He's getting fired.
Yeah. I mean, he's not.
He just got the job and he's getting fired.
He's not ready to be a head coach. I mean, that like the stuff after the game where they asked him if Justin Fields is going to play the next week, and he was like, "What kind of question is that?" That he had negative passing yards in the game. it's a reasonable question. Well, apparently, players wanted Taylor to start, wanted Tyrod Taylor to start. They thought
I was getting ready to say, "Who's the backup?"
Yeah,
Tyrod would go in there.
Yeah, he just bounces around between New York teams. Yeah. Which one he's on?
Can we get Tyrod here for 1 year?
I would love to have Tyrod.
He's a great backup quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Jack, National Planets Warehouse, tax free Delaware, Middletown, and Wilmington.
Yeah. Yep. That's one of the things. That's where you go. Obviously, the showrooms are in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. When you go to National Appliance Warehouse, obviously, you're going there to get the right appliance. Why else would you go to National Appliance Warehouse? It's in the name.
Well, and you know they're going to have the right appliance because they have everything from the top of the line, Sub-Zero, Wolf & Cove, to budget, over 100 brands.
Yeah, 15,000 square foot showroom. So
I've seen it.
You're gonna walk in, and you're going to say, wow. They really do have every appliance you could possibly need here. You're going to get a great price on that appliance. We talked about tax-free Delaware. They always have great savings events going on, but they also have Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. So right appliance, right price, and on top of all that, you're going to have a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. Mark Stmacken has built a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse, and if you want to be a part of that, it's one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. It's on fire. You got to get a part of the team at National Appliance Warehouse. You email Scott at NAWDE.com. That is Scott at NAWDE.com. To get your foot in the door, say your friends, you know, Ike, Spike, and Fritz sent you.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's a good icebreaker.
We got you.
Yeah.
Especially Fritz.
It's like an elevator pitch.
Yes.
Yeah, an elevator. I know you never had it. Yeah, I know, well, you know what that is. You used to run places.
Yeah, but it's not like an elevator pitch. It's an email.
It's like an elevator pitch.
No, it is not. Do you know what an elevator pitch is?
It's like if someone got in the elevator, what would your pitch be?
Yes. You only have a short, when somebody says, give me the elevator pitch, it is the short and to the point thing. Not saying that Jack sent me. That is not an elevator pitch.
So it's an elevator pitch.
No,
so
nope.
Visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or stop by their Wilmington or Middletown showroom in tax-free Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you for the elevator
speech. I don't want to waste them. I just want to eat them tonight.
Whoa!
We're talking about some dinner,
Bob.
Beer,
Bob.
Yo, how you doing, Jack?
We're doing good.
Nope.
It's all of us.
It's all of us. Yeah, we're all here.
First of all, happy birthday to Ike.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Yep. Thank you.
Yes. You have five more minutes left, people.
Mine's on Sunday. Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Talking about the Phillies, I don't want Bregman on my team. I think he's a cheater after what he did in 2017. I don't want that guy. But I think we'll sign Schwarber. I think Suarez is going to go, though.
You don't want a guy because he was on that Astros team?
Because he's a cheater.
Well, but what about after that when he's still a great player?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a great player. I think his numbers go down. I think if we sign Schwarber, he has no chance of getting to Philadelphia. But if we lose Schwarber, I think Philly might go after him. I just don't want the guy on my team. Anyway, that's all I had to say. I'm sure you guys got other people who want to say happy birthday.
Okay.
No, we actually don't.
I'll call it again sometime. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Wow, that was quick. Well, it was meaningful. Quick and meaningful.
Quick and meaningful.
Just like an elevator pitch.
Yes. I know everything about quick and meaningful.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long.
No.
John in Ocean View. Yep. You're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hi. So
whoa.
Here's an idea.
Okay.
Why didn't the Phillies keep Harden, Baden on the active roster, make him the DH, and move Schwarber to the outfield?
Wait, who do you want to make the DH?
I forget.
James Harden?
I forgot his name. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
make
okay.
Him the DH.
That's what I thought he said.
Oh, he's a basketball player.
Yeah, James Harden's a basketball player.
Yeah, right. No, I didn't mean him. You know who I mean.
Harrison Bader. Yes.
Harrison Bader. Wait a minute. Hold on.
So he wanted to put Bader at DH and Schwarber in left field.
So you know Bader's...
Put Schwarber first base and put...
Not in the NLDS.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. So why do we want to take Harrison Bader, who is a good outfielder, make him the DH?
Well, I think he's talking about in the playoffs this year after he got hurt. The last two games.
Because he couldn't... They were worried about him running as well. And also Kyle Schwarber's a bad fielder.
Yeah, I know he's a bad fielder, but you only scored one run. You can talk about the pitchers all you want, but you only score one run. That's obvious you need the offense. So with Bader, you would get an extra bat in the lineup, and he was a very consistent situation hitter, a clutch hitter.
He was.
He
wasn't a real good hitter at the end of the year. You know, he was hot, and then he wasn't for the last 2 weeks. So I think what they were trying to do was get him healthy enough to be able to actually play in the outfield. Because if they won the series, they wanted him to be able to play, and were worried about him having to run the bases. So I think that's the issue.
Yeah, that's why I said make him the DH.
But you have to run the bases when you're a DH. You're not. Yeah.
But if he hits a home run, Spike, he'll just have to jog.
Right. And he's hit so many home runs in his career that... John, I appreciate it. I don't think...
Do they win that series with a healthy Harrison Bader?
Well, I mean, it's certainly... they're in a better spot. When you take game two, they don't have to... They can pinch run for Castellanos because they don't have to worry about pinch running for Bader. Bader's probably in the game, you know? So... Look, everything, you change one thing, everything changes.
Yeah, everything changes.
But you know, I mean, you look at Marsh's at-bats toward the end of that series, it was disgusting, you know?
That's a shame, too, because he had such a great year.
He did.
And he really just turned back into Brandon Marsh in the postseason. It makes it harder to trust these guys next year if they have a good year.
Yes. Marsh, I think Marsh
Stott,
is...
Stott I still feel good about.
Stott, I do. Marsh is a platoon player.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's a fourth outfielder, he's great depth.
Great fourth outfielder.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. All right, text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Text line.
Spike on the Sixers. Oh, trust God. Me, Embiid's going to be healthy and better than you think. Spike on the 4-2 Eagles. The season's over. Don't even watch. Mark in Montco.
I didn't say, trust me, Embiid's going to be healthy. It's not what I said. I hate the text line. I'm back to hating the text line again. It took it easy on me for a while, and now it's just full of lies. We're going to call it the lie line.
I know.
The lie line.
That is why I was laughing in the first segment, though.
Oh, because you knew.
I figured you were not going to react positively to that one.
What's next?
Playing in a preseason game. Okay. You going to hang a banner for that? Spike, if he hated Joel Embiid like he hates Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to hang a banner for Joel Embiid.
He might play into the second half.
Yeah. You're just trying to get the heat off of Bryce.
Of course.
He's not even going to be here next year.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trade him for a role player.
Don't even want him.
Yeah. What's
we
next?
We lose all our stars in one offseason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, AJ, maybe Jalen.
Yep.
Bryce, Embiid.
Yep. Who's everybody next? Gone.
Fat Michkov.
Yep. We're going to be like Cleveland, yelling about trading Joe Flacco. What's next?
For any afternoon show newbies who aren't familiar with Spikeisms, when he agrees with you, that's from your heart. And when he disagrees with you, you are so much of a liar that you need to be hooked up to a machine to expose the big fat liar that you are. Alex in Lancaster.
Now, what was that about, Corey?
Well, it turned into a Tell the Truth Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, Corey was lying.
Well, of course he's lying.
Corey's lying. I mean,
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Put him on a lie detector test. No way he believes
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was the chest pounding. He was like, of course they're going to be good. Meanwhile, every other call this week has been him threatening them.
Exactly.
To be good.
Yeah, he's been mad all
week.
Yeah,
yeah. When I ask him, are they going to be good? He's like, of course. What's next?
We're back, Geike! Carson in Minnesota.
Jack is the one attached to him this week.
Man, I wish there was a live cam in the Reeves household. Carson throws a deep bomb to Justin Jefferson for a tutty.
Oh, listen, the family has given up on him. Yeah, they rolled out, man. They used to be Carson Wentz fans. Yeah, they, nope. Once wow. Jalen went to the Super Bowl in 22, nah, it's over.
Yep. Wow.
They ditched the Broncos.
My son even had the nerve to say, I said, man, Carson may start Sunday. He said, that bum.
Wow.
Wow.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yep.
I said, wow.
What's next?
You know what's ironic? The guy that called me a little B for correcting him stopped the show today to correct Tornado about the definition of irony. Elliot listening on the plane.
It's a good point.
It's a good point.
It wasn't ironic. And I didn't stop Tornado. I said it afterwards.
Afterwards,
that's
yes.
Right. You went back to it.
Yep.
Yes.
It was coincidental.
He would never stop Tornado in the
no,
middle of the tornado.
Come on. Another story with Ike and whoever that
whoever.
Prince, I think, was there. Walter Mondale, former
hold on.
Purple Vein.
Yeah.
A great line.
Well, also.
A great line.
Also, was a little off. was not warned about Purple Rain.
The talent. The talent unlike anything we've seen in the city.
Oh, man.
Was freestyling a little bit.
Yeah, I could tell.
When he starts getting laughs.
Because I was wondering. I'm like, man, you let all this go through Spike?
No. Nope.
Because you said before the show, no edits.
Yes.
Which
well,
is very rare for him.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff.
Yep. What's next?
Never has a threat been diffused faster than when Spike asked what Jack was going to do about Hugh being happy with the trade Bryce talk.
Unbelievably sharp tongue. Hugh was happy, which, you know, gets my back up.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Dude, hold on. Don't be. Come on.
Yeah.
Joe and Drescher.
Another Football Friday in the books, fellas.
Another one in the books. Can we come back happy Monday?
Oh, please. Just win, Eagles. A good, nice,
solid
win.
I'll take an ugly win. I'll complain about an ugly win.
Yes. Give me just, yeah. No three in a row.
Three in a row, man.
Please do not.
Not since 23, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost three in a row.
Well, they didn't even lose two in a row last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even lose two in a row last year.
Yeah, right? No, they didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
So... Yeah, we don't have the Phillies to cheer us up, and Beat will be hurt by then.
By Monday?
What do we got to play him in the second half for? Come on, Nick. All right, Broads is next with his Saved by the Bell jacket.
Yep.
And
the Sirianni stage.
Sirianni stage.
Yeah, he made sure there's an alliteration.
Yeah, to his topic tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Sirianni stage?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Basically, coach is on the hot seat.
Now. Well, yeah, look.
We're not the hot seat, but.
But, like, to win a game.
Yeah, win a game. Yeah. All right. So, Broads
next. We never blame the quarterback.
Broads, no, of course not.
No, he's the winner doesn't have to just win.
Joe Flacco, 350 yards.
Yeah, throwing in 10 days. Okay. He's there.
All right. We will be back with you Monday from Chickies. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on touchdown. One, two,
one, two, three!
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's so bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.